2001, Emily and Rita and Eleanor are sitting having a plate of pasta, a glass of wine. And I've asked Emily so many times to write me a letter or a story so that I will have in writing the wonderful story she has told me about visiting Grandpa Ragazzino's house. Grandpa Ragazzino was Gennaro and his wife was Emily.
Yeah.
Amelia. And so I'd love to hear Emily talk about how gay and happy things were there. And then Eleanor always tells me about Grandmother Minetti, Assunta Minetti, and how beautiful she was. So Emily has not yet written this little story for me, so I've told her that while we have our dinner, that I would like her to tell me about life at the home of Grandpa and Grandpa Ragazzino.
Grandpa Ragazzino and Grandma Emilia Ragazzino had 13 children. They had 4 sons and 9 daughters. And I got to know the aunts very well. Grandpa Ragazzino had the opera house. And Uncle Carlo was one of the entertainers or the singers or whatever, and fell in love with Aunt Tina. He was studying law at night, and then he would perform on the day, and he would perform at night. As a little girl, how I happened to visit them was because whenever Mom and Dad had troubles or babies, they were the ones I had to run to and get. So I went there quite often because they had a lot of children. What happened?
No prompting.
Yeah. Eleanor's prompting me because the opera house was in New York.
San Carlos opera.
No, it isn't. There's a deviation here. One says San Carlos, that's the one in Napoli. And the one that I know of was Garibaldi. Now, whatever it is, but I remember that it was Garibaldi that he opened. In April, it was San Carlos opera. And he had that for I don't know how long. I didn't, I was a little girl then. But when I went to their home, there was always a lot of singing. Their home was quite ornate. He had murals from one end to the other, as I understand, very original and beautiful. I never cared for the murals, but they were something that...
I thought you said they were tapestries.
Tapestries, yeah. A beautiful scene. They were all over the house. And they had a grand piano, and they were always singing at the piano. They were all the arias from the opera. In fact, we were raised with the arias from the opera. Because Mom and Dad knew them well, and they would hum a tune while Mom was cooking or something. But at Grandpa's house, it was always full of music and laughter. They weren't too much of a gourmet cook. Grandma would make one big pasta fagiola pot, and everybody would help themselves. But they were very happy and joyous, always laughing, always having a good time. As I remember, Grandma always wore her tiara when she was going to the opening of an opera, and then Bob had a picture of her with two. Yeah, you looked at that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She had the tiara on, and as my mother thought it was terrible to leave the children and go, But she would go and never missed a thing.
When she pleaded, that still had her hands up.
Well, I don't. That's your.
With Mr. Red in the San Francisco opera house, because they knew Grandpa Ragazzino.
Yeah, I know.
And they left me.
I'm talking about way when I was a little girl, not later.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
what about
when I was 18?
Mm-hmm. What about you were telling me about Daddy's sisters?
Oh, they're all wonderful. Each one had their own. And Tina moved away and went to California.
When she married Uncle Carlo.
Well, when he was through with law school, then he came here and practiced law in San Francisco.
And then did he go into politics? I don't remember.
No.
Wasn't he district attorney?
Assistant district attorney for uh-huh. Mayor Rossi.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt Marie was my favorite. She was always so kind.
Oh, yeah.
She always, they used to drop me off there.
But she was a slob. She was.
You don't take him.
You'll get hurt. You get all hurt. She didn't care about herself, didn't care. She was happy and
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never saw that part. I was thought she was just...
I know, but she didn't.
One of them was really pretty that I saw in that group picture. Did you say that was Aunt Susie?
Aunt Susie, yeah.
And then one of them died young. Tell us about those two.
Aunt Ida.
I thought she was beautiful.
Yeah, she was beautiful, too. Well, you know, we didn't see them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But Aunt Susie, see, I was a teenager, I was 14, 15, and Aunt Susie had just married, and her home was just, apartment was beautiful. And she would, you know, it was just a wonderful place.
Mm-hmm.
I used to enjoy sneaking there for lunch. And Aunt Helen, too. She was always wonderful. But mm-hmm. Aunt Mary was always happy.
And she's the one who didn't care about her appearance?
Oh, yeah. She just didn't care. But she was... And Aunt Emma was married to an artist who was kind of a weirdo. Yeah. And he... They lived in a little place next to the hotel that Grandpa ran, owned.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So now, let me get this straight.
Excuse me just a minute. Aunt Demi's uncle, her husband, always brought us honey from his. He raised bees.
Honey from, did he have a farm?
Aunt Demi's husband.
See, he always what?
He raised bees and bring
bees.
Us honey.
Uh-huh.
Honey. Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I used to scream with joy when they came.
Oh, really?
So let me get clear on the hotel thing. Now, so Grandpa owned the hotel with the restaurant after the opera company?
Oh, yes. I don't know the in-between, but he had... And then we would go on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't allowed in the hotel. We had to stay outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured because... There were prostitutes going in.
Right. I'm so glad you've got that on tape so that forever...
Hotels all do that. What's a...
I didn't know that.
Oh, of course they do. You know, we were in Switzerland, and we were in the hotel, we were having a drink, and this beautiful girl at the bar, I said, Bob says she's a prostitute. I couldn't believe it.